About 35 migrants, mostly women and children, died of dehydration in the Sahara Desert trying to make the crossing from Niger to Algeria. The news came on Monday, nearly 2 weeks after the tragedy occurred, when about 20 survivors made their way back to Arlit in Niger. The tragedy unfolded almost like a scripted film. 60 Nigerians, mostly women and children from various rural villages, piled into two trucks headed for Algeria. Once in a remote area, one of the trucks broke down. The driver of the second truck left to find parts to fix the problem, leaving the migrants behind. When the water ran out, some women set off with their children in the hope of finding an oasis, but no water was to be found. They died from the heat and dehydration. Only 5 bodies have been recovered. The route is well known for trafficking migrants to North Africa, where they can try to board boats to Europe. However, it is unclear whether the migrants from this recent tragedy intended to make their way to Europe or to stay in Algeria to beg on the streets of Algiers. That most of the migrants were women and children points to the fact that they may well have remained in Algeria, as they tend to be more successful at begging. Chris Lohm, communications director for the International Organization for Migration, said North African countries are increasingly becoming countries of destination for West African migrants. While the perils involved in migration are increasingly making headlines, Lohm says the risks migrants take have always been great. The IOM runs information campaigns in several countries on the risks involved in some migration schemes, discouraging people from taking these dangerous journeys. But, Lohm says, it is difficult to convince people living in dire situations of poverty of these risks. I'm Laura Uracci.